Every election year, the political debate eventually turns to issues related to morality and values. On this edition of FM 89's commentary series, The Moral Is, Fresno State biology professor Madhu Kati says that this year the candidates need to show more leadership on what he calls the biggest moral crisis of our era.
As temperatures soar during this long, hot summer, more Americans may accept the reality of climate change. Yet many stoke skepticism of the scientific consensus that climate change is happening due to human actions. Must people experience heat personally to believe that the world is getting hotter? Will they swing the other way if we get an unusually cold winter because climate models predict more extremes of weather? Call it global weirding. The human mind has a tendency to extrapolate based on immediate experience and is often unable to grasp events unfolding over a much longer arc of time than our lifespans. Yet grasp such trends we must if we are to survive as a species clinging to the thin living crust of this dynamic planet that has seen far worse cataclysms in the past and may do so again in the future. We live in the Anthropocene, a new era in Earth's history where industrialized humans are a true geological force. Will we also accept planetary stewardship and begin to live in ways that minimize rather than exaggerate the fluctuations on this dynamic planet? The first step to recovery is acceptance of the problem, which in this case depends on understanding how our everyday local actions add up to long-term planetary impacts. Fortunately, we have invented a variety of methods and tools to overcome our sensory and cognitive limitations, and through science, develop a better understanding of long-term dynamics. Unfortunately, some of us would prefer to keep scientific knowledge at bay for short-term profits. Two news stories from this long, hot summer underscore the tension between these two driving forces in American public discourse. Physicist Richard Muller of Berkeley, most prominent of climate change skeptics funded by the Koch brothers, who have much invested in maintaining short-term profits through denial of long-term consequences, did a public mea culpa when his own reanalysis of climate data led him to the same conclusions as climatologists over a decade ago, that, quote, humans are almost entirely the cause, unquote, of potentially catastrophic climate change. While this illustrates how science works, by rigorously confronting hypotheses with data, it also shows the pitfalls of not trusting experts who have spent years doing exactly that. Must we remain paralyzed in inaction, or worse, persist in our fossil fuel burning habits for decades, while professional skeptics funded by vested interests keep on challenging the experts' consensus? Meanwhile, Bill McKibben, that environmentalist Cassandra who has been beating his head for decades against the wall of climate change denialism, raised a truly terrifying specter in Rolling Stone magazine about the mathematics of our dependence on fossil fuels. To sum up McKibben's meticulously detailed argument, while governments continue to fiddle on their promise to keep global temperature rise below 2 degrees Celsius, which gives us room to add no more than 565 gigatons more of carbon dioxide into the atmosphere, we are in fact planning to add nearly six times that amount, 2,795 gigatons. That last, truly scary number is from a new analysis accounting for all the fossil fuel reserves that are already factored into the business plans of the oil companies and national economic policies. In other words, we are already going ahead with plans to make climate change much, much worse, even as denialist skepticism keeps concern about this looming catastrophe at the bottom of the American public's priority in this election season. In this final stretch of the long presidential election cycle, when everyone is hurling charges at each other about various moral values, where is the leadership on this deepest moral crisis confronting humanity? When will we truly become better stewards of our Earth? For The Moral Is, this is Madhusudan Katti.
The commentary series The Moral Is was produced by Valley Public Radio in association with the Bonner Center for Character Education at California State University, Fresno. The opinions expressed are those of the writer and not necessarily Valley Public Radio. Send us your comments with an email. The address is talk@kvpr.org.